Russian Orthodox priest, Father Alexander Elkhananov, said, "At Christ's entry into Jerusalem, when the enthusiastic crowds came out to meet him, there was a tragic misunderstanding. Christ was going to voluntary suffering while the crowds welcomed the beginning of his reign on earth. People who brought him adulation and honors did not bring him that which was essential. Souls tempered by repentance, converted, transfigured." Many years ago, I was having a conversation with a parishioner about this week and the services of this week. And I pointed out that in many of the characters in this story, virtually everybody rejects Christ. And if we all look at them as mirrors and see ourselves, instead of, you know, it's all those people out there who reject Christ, not I. And anyway, in this course of the discussion, my parishioner interrupted me and said, "I would never reject Christ." And I immediately thought of St. Peter the Apostle, who said the same thing. Peter, our patron and the chief of the apostles, "Even though other men deny thee, I would never deny thee." And he did, didn't he? Well, in this Palm Sunday liturgy, there are two parts, two services fit together as one. One, the blessing of the palms, and the other is the Mass itself with the Passion Gospel. And the two together create two scenarios. One is festive, Hosanna. I mean, we've come to think of the word Hosanna as being similar to Alleluia, and it sort of is. It sort of goes with it. And so we think of the festive nature of the palm blessing, even though there's some repentance involved in it and some focus on the Passion. But mainly it's a festive celebration. And then we have the Mass itself, which focuses on the Gospel story, the Passion Gospel, the full Passion Gospel story, which makes the Mass more penitential. So you have festivity and penitential aspect. Why do we need penitential aspect? Well, because there's quality within us that rejects Christ, just like the crowd. The crowd welcomed him. Welcome, Hosanna, save us. There is one scholar, I question this, so hear this when I say it, I question it, okay? I'm purposely mad. That said, this type of palm branch in the Middle East at that time, when they beat them on the ground, it says, they were trying to shake off the leaves because it was believed that that was an act of repentance. And yet it was celebratory as well, festive. And so, we have these two things together, festivity and penitential aspect. Two together, an antinomy, if you will, two sides of the same truth. Throughout the Western Rite, in the monastic tradition, and even in the parishes, the first of the psalms that came up is the one that we use all the time, the Psalm 95, what we call the Benedicite. "Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord, let us heartily rejoice in the strength of our salvation." And it goes on. It's a psalm. The first two-thirds of it are about praise, very festive. The last third all of a sudden shifts gears and it says, "Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts." And the writer to the Hebrews found that so important that he spent a whole chapter on that psalm and applying it to our lives. So festivity and penitence, two together. Why do we need penitence? Because we can reject God and do all the time. So let me just point out to you how we reject him, ways in which we reject him, because we think of it as, you know, "I would not deny that Christ is Lord God and the Savior. I'd never deny that." Well, it is other ways in which we do it. This is from, these descriptions are from the self-examination with which many of you are familiar. And I'm not going to go into the details and describe the details. I'm just going to throw the words out there and let you mull over them. So, ways of rejecting Christ, the way we reject Christ. Rejection of God's known will in favor of our own interests or pleasures. Absorption in our own affairs, leaving little time, energy, or interest for the things of God. Insisting that others conform to our wishes. Combativeness or nursing of grudges. Refusal to forgive. Unwillingness to pray for those who are considered enemies, or I would say opponents, be a better one, because that doesn't let us off the hook like enemies does. Oversensitiveness. This put aside, but as a priest, I've seen more parishes destroyed by people being overly and unduly sensitive, including clergy. self-justification or discounting our sins as insignificant, natural, or inevitable. Self-righteous comparison of ourselves to others. Offense at the talent, success, or good fortune of others. When we do those things, we reject Christ. Is there anyone here who's not rejected Christ just based on those 10? Read the rest of the self-examination if you're not convinced. We all are part of that crowd that welcomes him, Hosanna, glory to God, hallelujah. I mean, that's why we're here on Sunday. And then all of a sudden, take this seriously? Are you kidding? Are you for real? I'm not going to take this seriously. I'm not going to do these things. So, what do we do about this? I would say three words: admit, strive, and realize. It's like I'm repeating myself all the time, and yet these basic things are very fundamental, and we've got to understand they're not big steps, but little ones that get us where we need to go and fulfill why we are here. So admit, yes, I am one who rejects Christ. I do it all the time. The self-examination is proof of that. And I need to admit that and own up to it. Step number one. Number two, strive to do the opposite of what the temptation is. So with all those things, we learn to do the opposite. Boy, that's a big order. Lord, help, I'm drowning. Yeah, I sink. But that's okay. We strive. Strive. God doesn't ask us to be perfect. He says, strive. Get up and move on. And we can do that. We can do that one. We can keep striving. We may feel like we're falling down 1,000 times, but we can keep striving. And last one is realize we will always be doing this. This is the Christian life. I think that most of us want to do a couple of things, feel really good about it, and then cruise for the rest of our lives. It isn't like that. Take up your cross and follow me, he said. It will be a struggle with these things. But the real Christian, the one who does both praise and really enters into the penitential aspect, the Christian who becomes the true follower of Christ, is the one who does both of these things throughout his life, always, regardless. And we reiterate this every year in the liturgies to remind us. Remember, I told you a long time ago, the truth is like a line, and we make these circles, and we keep going, coming back to the fundamental things, and yet we're moving along in the direction of eternity. That's what we have to learn to do. And that's what this liturgy is trying to teach us, and why these celebrations, what these celebrations every year are trying to teach us. That we have to keep moving. So admit, strive, and realize this is it. This is what the journey is about. And you know what? If you think this is negative, we need to change that attitude. This is life. And God incarnate, who in the last 6 months we've looked at, has been manifesting himself, showing himself who we want to know who he is. We want to know who is this God. And he's manifesting himself to us. And the whole of the manifestation is that he is emptying himself, becoming like one of us, even dying in a brutal and violent way in order to reveal himself to us. So why shouldn't we look this way and see and be healed and find life and find what it means to be who we are or who we're supposed to be? I go back to that entry from the Russian priest. As Christ's entry into Jerusalem, when the enthusiastic crowds came out to meet him, there was a tragic misunderstanding. Christ was going to voluntary suffering while the crowds welcomed the beginning of his reign on earth. People who brought him adulation and honors did not bring him that which was essential: souls tempered by repentance, converted, transfigured. We transfigured. That's what Palm Sunday is all about in Holy Week. So it's not just Christ transfigured, but as we come into it, we are being transfigured with him if we will walk with him on the journey. In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.